With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street could rack up more losses after yesterday's spectacular sell-off that saw the Dow plunge almost 4%, while the NASDAQ was an even bigger loser. This morning, stock futures are lower and follows President Trump's tariff policy, a policy that he is standing by.
Asked about the biggest Wall Street sell-off since 2020, the president told reporters he thinks his trade plan is going very well.
The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom.
Donald Trump may be upbeat, but the initial response on Wall Street was overwhelmingly negative. The Dow plunged more than 1,600 points, and the NASDAQ sank 6%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas, Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei index is down more than 4%. Parts of the Midwest and the South threatened with torrential rains and life-threatening flash floods. The fresh storms come as many communities are still reeling from tornadoes that destroyed neighborhoods and killed at least seven people. Three members of one family struck and killed by an Amtrak train in Bucks County, Pennsylvania last evening. There's no word on why they were on the tracks. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says he's in no hurry to see Elon Musk step down as head of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency.
I want Elon to stay as long as possible. Number one, I like him. Number two, he's doing a great job. Number three, he is a patriot. That's why he's doing this.
National Security Agency Chief General Timothy Hawk has reportedly been fired, along with his top civilian deputy, Wendy Noble, that according to a report in the Washington Post. South Korea's highest court has removed that country's impeached president from office. On Wall Street, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures down 436 points. NASDAQ futures off 124 points. This is SRN News. Virtual Church has a big fan.
You might have appreciated streaming worship services during the pandemic, or even now, depending on your needs. But nobody likes Virtual Church more than a guy who's been stuck in outer space. Astronaut Butch Wilmore, whose planned one-week trip to the International Space Station last year stretched into 9 months due to technical problems, says watching services from his hometown Providence Baptist Church in Texas helped sustain his faith during that long ordeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ohio are working on a package of bills designed to roll back the LGBT agenda, with special attention being paid to the promotion of transgenderism in the public schools. Troy McIntosh, spokesman for the Ohio Center for Christian Virtues, says the legislation is being fueled by parents' anger over how social issues are being taught. Other states taking similar action include Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. More accusers are bringing claims against now-closed childhood psychiatric and juvenile detention facilities in New Jersey.
The number of lawsuits alleging sexual assaults and other abuse at two now-closed state-run child treatment centers in New Jersey has risen to 150 after two more were filed this week. Two lawsuits involving 16 people were filed Thursday in Superior Court in Monmouth and Somerset counties. The victims' names have been withheld. They're seeking damages stemming from alleged abuse at the former Arthur Brisbane Treatment Center and the training school at Skillman. Both centers have been shuttered for decades. New Jersey's overhauled statute of limitations allows child victims of sexual abuse to sue until they turn 55 or within 7 years of their first realization that the abuse caused them harm. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
Attorneys for a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador will ask a federal judge to order his return to the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.